Hi guys, and welcome back. This episode, we're going to be doing what we did in episode 2 of Impressions. But this time, we're going to make it a little different. We're going to make it to where it's characters that don't canonically have a voice set up yet.
So we're trying to... This is like our... If somebody, Hulu or Netflix, wanted to make a series of this of these comics or games or whatever...
Then, I will be using the app, the comic app Webtoon. It's a very good app. We're not sponsored by it at anything. I just want to make sure because all of these... There's many comic creators that I will be using their comics for the characters. Very awesome art and characters. When I say the character, I'll say where it's from so you can go, so you guys can go check it out and read it. I will say if it's mature or anything like that. Not a lot of them are, but still.
Alright, and I'll... Well, you'll see what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You want to go first, Phil?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll do the impression first, but then okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Let's do it. Okay. So, what character am I doing?
You're doing this girl. If you want to go look her up, it's Chandra from Magic: The Gathering. Chandra. So she looks like a mirror. She's a pyromancer. So she has fire things. Yeah, this is a good picture.
She looks like a mirror from Monster Ball.
So just what do you think she sounds like?
Well, because she kind of reminds me of a mirror from Monster Prom, so I'm gonna... And because she has, like, fire for hair.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna imagine because fire, like, fiery, very energetic.
Yeah, that's...
Maybe,
very adventurous. She's very adventurous.
I'm gonna blow you up with my fire hand!
Actually, that would be pretty accurate.
I feel like she'd sound kind of like a bro. Kind of like Kirishima.
Sorta. She's a little calmer than that, but she's... Yeah, I feel like that's what she would sound like.
Be a little more confident with this.
Yeah.
Okay. So, the comic character I'm gonna use first. I'm gonna show you a picture.
Okay.
His name is Hermes from Lore Olympus. His character is that he's very bubbly. He's just very innocent. He's like very kind of like, yeah, let's do it.
I can try and do it.
Yeah.
All right.
He's very bro.
Yeah. All right, guys. Yo, dudes. Let's go.
Yo, what's up, other gods? Hey, Persephone, you looking nice today.
Let's go surf some waves, dude. Gnarly.
He does have that kind of, like, beach hair. Like, beach gnarly. Bod. I bet he would say gnarly. I'm hoping in one of the comics he does
gnarly, bro.
Okay, next one.
Was that somewhat accurate?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's probably what he would sound like.
All right, my character for you is Jace Belrin. He's, like, a water mate. He's very smart. But he's pretty quiet, and so if you could, you can maybe try and guess what he sounds like.
Jace, wielder of mysteries.
Yeah,
I feel like he would sound like this whenever he would talk, very quiet.
Yeah, thoughtful. That's pretty accurate.
And he's.
I don't think anybody can hear you.
Sorry,
he would probably sound like he has a temper, like very like.
Yeah.
You get on my nerves, I will punch you into the nearest wall.
Somewhat, yeah, I mean, it's pretty accurate.
I feel like he'd sound like that. Okay.
Yep.
Okay, let me find another one. Also, Lore Olympus is kind of mature, so smaller kids, maybe not read it.
I doubt any small kids.
Yeah, but... Ooh, Clinic of Horrors.
Okay.
So basically, it's this anime-looking comic, and it's this doctor and his pastel nurse.
Right.
Her name is Bianca. Yeah, the doctor's named Doctor Alright. He likes video games. He's not that mature of a doctor. But I'm just gonna give you Bianca.
Bianca, okay.
So, Bianca is this pastel nurse with a pink.
Alright. Welcome to the Albright. She looks like, welcome to the Albright Clinic, I'm here to help you.
Like, she just doesn't really like her job.
Yeah.
She's kind of like that. She's just very, like...
Let me help you.
She looks very emotionless. And basically, the comic is set in this realm where it's kind of like an apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
Not really good. Hospitals.
She looks like, you're gonna die.
Like...
Darkness.
Darkness, despair.
All
right. Like, I'll help you, and the doctor's kind of busy right now playing a video game.
Yeah, our doctor is busy right now.
Next one.
All right, this is Gideon Jura, also from Magic. He's like a soldier commander.
Okay, so I'm imagining he might sound like Natsu or Bakugo.
A little, yeah, kind of like that. But what do you think he sounds like?
Gideon reminds me of a Pokemon. Like
Gideon?
Like Sylveon.
Sylveon?
Gideon of the Trials.
Yeah, he's Gideon the Honorable.
Very horror movie.
Like, again, nobody really knows what these people sound. I mean,
this is the deepest my voice can go.
Yeah.
But yeah, so the one I just, what was the one I just did? What did I do?
A hospital?
Yeah, Clinic of Horrors. It's very good, kind of mature because it's just not, well, not really mature, just kind of scary, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Next one, I gotta try to find a good one.
I think I'm doing okay at these so far.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but.
Ooh, have you ever heard of the Internet Explorer
The Internet Explorer? I know what the Internet Explorer is, but... Is it a comic, or...?
Yeah, it's a comic book series.
Oh, I know the search engine and Internet Explorer, but I don't know.
Okay, so with this, it's like Internet Explorer, but, like, as a person.
So it's very slow.
Yeah. It's meant to be a meme off of that.
That's good.
Okay, here she is.
Right. Well, a new user. Want to play RuneScape? I'm not sure. Download Google Chrome. Oh, that's funny.
It's very sad.
Oh, that's funny.
And she's left behind.
She's probably going to be like, we're going to have so much fun. You want to play RuneScape? You want to watch funny clips?
Google Chrome.
You want to play... She'd probably be very slow. Like, actual Internet Explorer, by the way.
I imagine she'd kind of sound like Momo from My Hero Academia. She'd be like, a new user! We're gonna have so much fun! Wanna play Lorenzo?
The other one.
Yeah, not... No.
Never mind. Alright,
Momo Yayorozu from My Hero Academia. We wanna make that very clear.
Let's get off the topic now.
Okay.
So...
Next one?
How have I done? How have I been?
You have done really good, surprisingly.
Okay.
Not surprisingly, but...
Okay. I think I'll be able to fool you with this next one. I'm not really sure, though. It might... I feel like you're kind of like this. This character, his name is Domery. He's sort of like a rebel. He likes fire and burning things.
Burning things! Oh, so I'm going to try to do it like Damien LeVay from Monster Prom. I keep on making Monster Prom references.
Okay. But he's very...
I'm going to burn your house to the ground.
Yeah.
He's ready to get slashed.
He's not exactly like... He's kind of like a... Big constructions mean I get to break it down or something like that.
It's clobbering time.
Domery, smash.
It's clobbering
Falcon
time.
Punch.
Falcon punch.
Yeah,
ooh, I have a good one. Okay, yes. So this comic is called Exception.
All right.
And I want you to do the voice of Arcus.
Arcus?
Yes.
Alright. Sounds good.
Here you go. You got a lot to work with.
Okay. She is writing...
It's... Well, it's not a she. I'm like...
Oh, okay. They...
Yeah, they are a boy physically, but we don't know yet in the comic what they identify as.
Okay. Well, oh, he's got a ripstick.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. They have a...
Yeah.
Rainbow hair person has a ripstick.
His, we're really good at pronouns.
Yeah.
Their, name is Arcus.
Okay, Arcus. I'm gonna say, like, yeah.
This is no shade to anyone that does not identify...
Yeah, we're not mocking anybody.
Yeah, we are not mocking anybody.
I just made the mistake of assuming him. All that. Yeah. So.
And it's, in the comic, everyone's confused of, like, is it a girl or is it a boy? And it's just not technically decided.
Alright, well, I'm gonna say that sounds like, maybe like, alright, I'm riding down the street with a ripstick. I'm doing things.
I'm on my way.
I'm going places.
I feel like they would sound like, I feel like my normal voice would probably be how they sounded, like, I'm trying to think. Yeah, I might be, like, a fashion icon, but doesn't mean, like, I don't deserve friends. I just, like,
I want to be a fashion icon and also be, like, a normal person, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they kind of sound like that. Okay, next one.
All right, this is Nyssa, also Nyssa. From Magic. Nyssa, yeah, she's, like, a nature mage.
Yeah, and Arcus was from, Exception. I definitely recommend it. It's very good. It talks about, like, being transgender, stuff like that. There is, like, because it's set in a high school setting, I'm gonna say it's mature, but, yeah, I definitely recommend it.
Anyway. Nyssa? My character, yeah, Nyssa, she's sort of like a nature mage.
I feel like Nyssa would sound like this.
Yeah, that's actually spot on,
kind of like Luna, like from Harry Potter.
Oh,
like,
yeah, yeah.
A little bit more confident and not really focused on her mother being dead.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Luna's mom's dead.
We all knew that.
Yeah.
But that's, yeah, I'd say that's pretty much spot on.
Okay, another one.
What you got for me?
I gotta go to my webtoons. Need to go to my webtoons.
Alright, well, when you're doing that, just so we don't have dead air.
Yeah.
I have another person.
Oh, cool. Oh, there is this comic called Wanted, and it's by Darhak. I think that's how you pronounce it. And it is a My Hero Academia fantasy AU comic. And so far, yesterday, the 11th episode came out. And it's a very good comic. You can actually find the artist on Tumblr and Amino. And they are a very good artist. I love them a lot. But basically, I want to get their brand out there so you guys can go check them out. Even though these are just My Hero Academia characters and not original characters. Totally go check Darhak out. Totally awesome. Totally great. I love them. Awesome.
Cool.
They support the Kiribaku ship, so I'm a fan.
Okay. Alright, my next person is Liliana, the necromancer. She can basically have zombies and bring people back to life.
Okay,
so she's kind of like darkness, but she's pretty, not exactly psychotic, but not happy, really.
So I'm gonna try to do, like, a more edgy and calm-sounding toga. So,
she's kind of like Harley Quinn, but except without the Boston accent.
Come on, my dead peasants! Help me fight!
Kind of.
I didn't mean to make that high pitch, but that was like...
Yeah, a little lower pitch than... Yeah, but
come
yeah,
on, come on, my dead brats. Can you help me out for once?
Yeah, that's actually...
I feel like that's that... Like, she'd be very bratty.
That's actually pretty spot on.
I didn't even give you a person. I was like, hey, shout out to this one comic I read. It's great. Hey, shout out to that comic.
All right, maybe you do one and I do one, and then we can...
Okay. We can
end that.
Boo!
Yes?
Here's one. I've not read all of this comic... And I don't know if it gets mature or not, but it's a very cute comic. Very cute. It is called... Hold on, let me remember the name. Hold on a second! It's called Small Blessings. And I don't know the name of the main character yet, but he likes writing, and he helps out this human live in this cabin, basically.
Okay.
And he has magical powers.
Alright.
He doesn't talk.
He sort of looks like an elf.
Yeah, he doesn't really talk much. He just kind of makes, like, small grunts or, like, oh.
That's cute.
Small noises. Yeah, he's kind of like this little elf character.
I like him. Probably, like,
Yeah. I feel like maybe he'd, sound... Isn't there a DreamWorks movie called Elf?
Elf? With, like, Will Ferrell?
No, not that. That's not even made by DreamWorks.
I know. Is it Elf on the Shelf?
It's not Elf on the Shelf.
I don't know.
It's, like, this nature one, and this human girl turns to the size of, like, a bug.
Magic School
Bus? It's not Magic School Bus.
I don't know, man.
With me, Valent Pixel? No way!
With the duo? No way.
You want a natural cappuccino? No way.
We're gonna... cruising all through space, trying to get to that cafe. Anyway.
Yes!
I can't sing.
We need to make a full episode dedicated to the Magic School Bus. in the comments down below, tell us if you guys want that.
Yes. All right, I have a character for you.
Okay.
The last character, he needs no introduction, Frieza.
Doesn't he have a voice?
Yes, he has. He has a voice, yes.
I've never watched Dragon
Ball. You've never... He's like...
The thing will explode in 5 minutes.
Kind of. He's...
I need 5 minutes to power up! What is he doing?
His most... Probably his best quote ever is, "My sternum!
My what?
My sternum!
My sternum!"
And, his voice is, like, really high-pitched and annoying, and I hate it. He's like...
It'll explode in 5 minutes.
I'm only using 5% of my power, Goku. It's just so weird.
Okay, so I have another
outlandish.
I have another good comic. It's called A Matter of Life and Death.
Ooh.
It's a very good comic. It's kind of like, you know how in like Greek mythology they have different gods for like different things?
Yes.
It's kind of like that, but like the embodiment of like different emotions.
Ooh, like Inside Out.
Not exactly like Inside Out. Okay, do you want to voice death or do you want to voice life?
Life?
Okay.
I hope.
Okay, here you go. This is probably the best and cutest picture probably of him. This isn't the artist's old style because it's in the beginning. This is life. He is a very nice person, and he cares a lot for other things unlike himself. He doesn't really care for himself. Yeah, he made a baby bird, because he makes things come alive.
Okay, he's probably... Aw, hi, little bird. What's up, little bird? What's up, my little man?
Welcome to the world, little guy.
I feel like he kind of sounds like, Natsu, but a lot more calm. He'd be like,
welcome to the world, little guy.
Yeah.
Or like Denki from My Hero Academia. I can't really do his voice, but I feel like it kind of be like his voice for like more nonchalant.
Well, that's the end of our episode today. Yeah, thanks for listening, and we will hopefully be back next Friday when this is published, and we'll see you then. This is Pixel signing off.
This is Val signing off. Also, please check Magic of the Gathering.
Magic
of the Gathering.
Wizards of the Coast.
Yeah. Please go check that out. And also, please go check out all of the comics I was talking about.
It's an amazing card game.
But yeah, please go check out all these comics on Webtoon. And if you're a part of Amino, you can see the Wanted comics by Dark Hunt. Very good comics. Please go check them out. They're all made by amazing artists. Matter of Life and Death is a little mature, but not really, so it's okay.
Check Magic Gathering out, and we will see you later.
Yeah, goodbye.
Bye.